In Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah writes that dough which is kneaded with eggs certainly requires more eggs than water for the eggs to be the dominant flavor. The Be'er Halacha also writes that it's hard to justify those who say mezainis and don't wash on pastries that were kneaded with water which was used to cook oats, as the flavor of this cooking water is not dominant in the dough, nor is the flavor of this cooking water the type of flavor which would render the dough and the subsequent pastry made from it into something which would not typically serve as the mainstay of a meal. Unless, of course, this dough is thin and crispy, in which case it would anyway be passable bekisnin due to their texture, which is similar to crackers. The Be'er Halacha also writes that dough which is filled with sesame seeds generally does not have enough sesame seeds in it for the filling to be the dominant flavor. And additionally, dough filled with sesame seeds is not usually eaten as a snack or dessert, but it's usually eaten as the mainstay of a meal. Accordingly, the Be'er Halacha concludes it should always be hamoitzi. The Be'er Halacha brings a question from Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch here mention that since Passover Bekisnin is a sofik if it's hamoitzi or mezainis, a Yorei Shemayim should always be machmir to only eat something which is a sofik Passover Bekisnin, because it's only one of the three possible examples, and he should only eat it during a bread meal after having washed on true bread to get out of the sofik? The Be'er Halacha brings the Maimer Martchel, who suggests as an answer that it's possible there is no dispute, and in fact all three examples could coexist. And all three could be true without any dispute. However, it must be noted that the Shulchan Aruch apparently did not learn this way, since the Be'er Halacha did call it a safek. It seems that the Shulchan Aruch understood that these three examples are mutually exclusive.